Sigmund Romberg fue un compositor de operetas, nacido en 1887 en la Hungría que formaba parte del imperio con sede en Viena, aunque pasó la mayor parte de su vida en los Estados Unidos, al país al que llegó en 1909 y donde murió en 1951. A los pocos años de llegar, los hermanos Schubert lo contrataron para escribir la música de sus espectáculos en Broadway, el primero de ellos, The Wheel of the World. Luego se dedicó a adaptar operetas vienesas como Blue Paradise o Maytime, además de poner música a musicales de Al Jolson como Robinson Crusoe Jr., Sinbad o Bombo. Su primer gran éxito fue sin duda este The Student Prince, el príncipe estudiante, que os traemos en una grabación de 1940, con dos importantes voces masculinas judías, las de Jean Pierce e Igor Gorin, junto a Marianne Clare, y la orquesta de la Ópera de Chicago. Arriba el telón.
Europe, the Kingdom of Carlsberg, almost 100 years ago. There's the curtain signal, the theater lights grow dim, and as our curtain rises, we see a gloomy, somber, high-ceilinged room in one corner of the royal palace. In the center of the room, two men stand talking, while through the high window comes the distant sound of somber music, the song of the royal guardsmen.
Dr. Engel, I have summoned you here to congratulate you.
To congratulate me, Count von Bach?
Yes. Your pupil, Prince Karl Franz, has passed with honors his entrance examinations to the University of Heidelberg.
Prince Karl passed with honors? Oh, but that's excellent.
And I am pleased to inform you, Dr. Engel, that you are to go with His Highness to Heidelberg.
Go with Karl Franz to Heidelberg? But why?
You have been appointed Privy Councillor. You will preserve the necessary court etiquette. You will keep him away from the frivolity of university life. You will see that...
I see. I'm to spy on Karl Franz. I'm to keep watch over him like a jailer. Never. I decline the commission. I'll not go.
These are the king's orders for his grandson, Dr. Engel. You were to order the strict schedule of the prince's life at Heidelberg.
No.
You were to watch over his rising times, his exercise, meals at regular hours.
Oh, I...
Time set aside for religious instruction, regular periods for general study. You are always to remember...
I shall only remember that you're robbing this boy I love of his only chance for freedom, for happiness, for normal, youthful joy.
Dr. Engel, you forget yourself. Karl Franz is a prince, the heir to his grandfather's throne, and will one day be king of Carlsberg.
Oh, I know. I know. I'm sorry, Count von Bach.
I have further to inform you that at the end of this university year, the court will announce the betrothal of Prince Karl Franz to his cousin, the Princess Margaret.
Oh, no, no, you can't do that. Why, Karl Franz has never even laid his eyes on the Princess Margaret. You must give him time to...
His Majesty has ordered it. I will leave you now. You will prepare to depart for Heidelberg.
Wait, the prince is at the door.
His Serene Highness, Prince Karl Franz.
Dr. Engel! Dr. Engel!
Your Highness.
Oh, Count von Mark.
If you'll excuse me, sire, I leave you with Dr. Engel.
Yes, of course, Count von Mark. Doctor... Doctor, have you heard?
Not so loud, my boy.
Oh, but doctor, you must have heard. They've made you privy counselor, and you're to go to Heidelberg with me.
Oh, don't. It's too horrible, Karl.
But doctor, aren't you glad?
It's a bribe, my boy. That's what it is. I'm to go with you to Heidelberg to preserve court etiquette, to keep you from light and air and sunshine.
Oh, nonsense.
But I won't do it.
Doctor.
I won't, I say. They've crushed you all your life in this gloomy fortress. And now, when you have a chance of life and happiness, one short year... They order me to play the jailer and keep you away from it all. But I won't do it.
Oh, there,
I won't,
doctor.
I tell you. I resign. Go on your way without me, Karl Franz. Go. God bless you.
No. No, Dr. Engel. I can't go without you. I need you. Why, doctor, have you forgotten all the plans we've made? Ever since I was a little chap. To go away together someday to Heidelberg?
Oh, no, I...
How you've told me of the River Neckar and the Inn of the Three Golden Apples. Yeah. And the student corps.
Yes.
How they sing in the evening.
Oh, Karl Franz, those students, how they can sing. Those golden days.
Down where the Neckar flows sweetly alone. Nestless a town that is famous in song. Laughing, let's roam in its streets of twain. No one's a sinner. Less a saint, twilight comes stealing, and moonlight shines down, painting with silver old Heidelberg town. Hark how the echoes are ringing with their song.
Dr. Engel, after all these years together, you can't desert me now.
No, I'm damned if I will. They won't cheat you out of your youth. I'll go with you, Karl Franz.
Doctor.
Oh, my poor lad, you don't know what the world is like. But I'll show you. I'll show you. Look out of that window, my boy. Out into the sunlight. The world is beckoning to you, Karl Franz. Tomorrow we go to the university. To Heidelberg.
Oh, we laughed with a gayety that had no sting. Looking back through memory's eyes.
And so, on to Heidelberg, a beautiful garden scene, happy laughing students making merry at the Inn of the Three Golden Apples, presided over by Herr Rudolph and his pretty niece, Kathy.
Kathy, you must not waste time with the students. This is our busy day. The prince will come at any moment. Set up the tables. We must be ready.
Don't you worry, Uncle. All will be ready. And my dear boys are so happy because it is May Day in spring.
Ach, no matter. Tony, come, old man. Stop your fiddle playing. Kathy, have you the bouquet ready to present to His Highness?
Yes, Uncle Rudolph. And I have memorized my speech, too.
Gentlemen, students, this is to be a day of honor for Heidelberg. For today, Prince Karl Franz comes to join us as a student.
Hey. What does it look like?
Will he join the Saxon?
Will he drink beer like the rest of us?
Beer. Kathy, bring us beer.
Oh, you're a lot of dear fellows.
And whom do you love, Kathy?
All of you. And I drink all your health.
Gentlemen, students, who was the most adorable waitress that ever carried a tray?
Kathy!
Who is to be honored for May Day?
Kathy!
Drink, then, the beautiful Kathy. Stands on the table. To Kathy, Queen of the Saxon Corps.
Halt! 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 Gentlemen, the drinking song.
Drink, drink, drink. To eyes that are bright as stars and are shining.
Drink to them.
Drink, drink, drink. To lips that are red and sweet and the fruit and the
free. Drink to them.
Here's a hope that'll bright eyes will shine. Longing me soon into mine. May those lips that are red and sweet tonight rejoice my own lips meet.
Rich, rich, feathers so shine. Wait, young, as ever fine.
Ring, 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 and every true lover salute his sweetheart.
Let's drink.
Bright as stars and are shining,
and drink to them.
Drink, drink, drink. To lips that are red and sweet as the fruit on the tree.
Drink to them.
Bright as stars and are shining,
and drink to them.
Drink, drink, drink. To lips that are red and sweet as the fruit on the tree.
Drink to them.
Here's a hope that those bright eyes will shine. Longingly, longingly, soon into mine. Red and sweet, tonight we joy my own lips meet.
Drink, drink, let us the star.
Wine, young, as never far.
Drink, 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 let every true lover salute his sweetheart.
Let's drink!
And where is the maid who can add to our cheer?
Something is lacking if Kathy's not here.
Kathy, come here.
Bring some more beer. Here she comes.
I'm coming at your call. For all this large or small, I will not leave young gentlemen and serve them all. My youth is full of joy. It makes a shocking noise. I really salute your manners bold, but boys here will be boys.
We will be polite, just right tonight.
I hope it's true, see that you do. Trouble you save if you be here. Education should be scientific, hey, boys. Don't waste your time with books, boys. For every prudent student studies women's looks.
Bum, 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 bum.
Oh, old professors, great boys. That you were drunk because you're drunk, don't hesitate.
Bum, 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 bum.
Oh, you get the minor.
Outside. Quickly, quickly, make preparations.
The prince has come. Quick, gentlemen, you must leave us now.
The prince? Oh, Francis, come. Come.
Gentlemen, hurry, please. To the inn yard. Quick, march.
To the inn we're marching, for our throats are clutching under fruit trees, arching in the month of May.
Oh, Uncle Rudolph, I feel weak in the knee.
Quick, Kathy, your speech, your bouquet. All is ready for His Highness?
Yes, Uncle Rudolph, all is ready.
Shh. Through the archway, he is coming.
Doctor, what a charming garden.
Yes, here we are at last, the Inn of the Three Golden Apples. Ah, Rudolph, so you still keep the inn?
Yes, Herr Dr. Engel.
Good old Rudolph. This is His Highness, Prince Karl Franz.
Ach, your Serene Highness. We are honored, Prince Karl Franz, to welcome you to the Inn of the Three Golden Apples.
Thank you, Rudolph.
Quick, Kathy, the bouquet, the bouquet.
Mayflowers from our garden, Your Highness. To bid you welcome to Heidelberg.
In a Heidelberg fair, you'll breathe sweeter air. While roses bloom, bring sweet perfume. The welcome we sing.
Yes, charming. Thank you, innkeeper, for your welcome. And to you, Miss...
Kathy, Your Highness. My niece, Kathy. Happily at your service.
Oh, yes, Kathy.
Your rooms will be ready for you, Highness.
Oh, excuse me, please, Your Highness. The students, they're calling me. Coming! I'm coming!
A pretty little thing she is, this Kathy. Is she not, Karl Franz?
Oh, yes, she's lovely. Oh, Dr. Engel, we're in Heidelberg at last.
Yes, and the whole place is full of students.
Singing, singing. It's all just as you pictured it to me. The River Neckar, the gay students. Take me out to them, Doctor. I want to meet them all.
Oh, no, no, not yet, Karl Franz. We must rest after our long journey. I shall first see our rooms, and then you can join you here in a few moments.
You'll hurry, though, Doctor.
Yes, Karl Franz, I'll hurry.
Singing, singing. Dear, dear Heidelberg.
It grows dark, gentlemen. Shall I light? Oh, Your Highness.
Yes?
I thought to bring a lamp. I thought the Herr Doctor was here.
He'll be back, sir.
Do the students annoy you with their singing, Your Highness?
Oh, no, I like it. That song they sing. Isn't that the secret toast of the Saxon Corps?
Yes, you know it.
Dr. Engel taught it to me when I was a lad.
And will you join the Saxon Corps?
I'll be delighted to join the Saxons. That is, if they'll have me.
Oh, they'll be honored, Your Highness. I know they will.
Oh? That old man in the corner. Who is he?
That's old Tony playing his violin. Tony's been here for nearly 40 years. He's the finest wine taster in all Heidelberg.
Indeed. Good. Then he shall be my royal wine server when I'm king.
Oh, Tony! Tony, did you hear? The prince says you are to be his wine server when he's king of Carlsberg. Oh,
thank you. Thank you, Your Highness.
And now that we've settled that, shall we have some wine?
Oh, yes, yes, of course. Here, Your Majesty, let me pour it for you.
Oh, thank you. Mmm, looks good.
Then drink it.
Thank you, I will.
Good?
Yes. That's very good, Kathy. Kathy. You know, that's a very pretty name, Kathy.
Do you like it, Your Majesty?
Oh, no, not Your Majesty. Karl Franz. We shall be friends, we two.
All right, Your Highness. Karl Franz, I mean.
That's better. This wine is good. Come, sit down here beside me, Kathy, on the bench here.
All right. You know, Karl Franz, when I heard a real prince was coming to Heidelberg, I couldn't help but wonder how you'd look.
How did you think I'd look?
Why, just about the way you are.
Kathy.
No. You mustn't. You mustn't kiss me.
Why not?
Because I'm engaged.
Oh. I beg your pardon.
Well, not exactly engaged. But I will be someday.
Does your betrothed live here in Heidelberg?
Oh, dear, no. In Vienna. He's my cousin. He has a fine business. He's a livery stable keeper.
I see. Do you love him?
I think so. You see, he's much older than I am. He's 35.
Why, Kathy, you can't love an old man like that.
Well, I guess love's only for rich people. I don't know anything about it. I'm only a poor little waitress.
Oh, no, don't say that, Kathy. Rich or poor, we all have feelings. Just listen to that violin, that music. It seems to be telling us something, Kathy. It's saying it's springtime. The buds are opening. Birds are returning.
Oh, no, Karl Franz, please don't.
It's speaking of love, Kathy. Love.
But I mustn't listen, Karl Franz. I mustn't.
Kathy.
And yet I must. Oh, Karl Franz. Dear Karl Franz. You've awakened something deep in my heart.
Love I've often heard, and all its joy, how every heart is stirred, both girl and boy. But love alone is
and a longing sweet as mine.
And there's the beautiful joy, and through me grows the wine, a joy divine.
It is the spring that falling you and me, joy is in the air. Cast away your care, every song that sung tells us we are young.
Oh,
Lord, why not it all?
the curtain falls on Act One of the Chicago Theater of the Air presentation of The Student Prince, starring Miss Marion Clare, Jan Pierce, and Igor Gorin. And we're ready for the second act. 4 months have passed. 4 golden months of joy and friendship for the student prince. The setting is again at Heidelberg, inside the Inn of the Three Golden Apples. There goes the warning, and as the curtain rises, we find ourselves in the room of Karl Franz, filled with a crowd of jolly students singing the song of the corps.
Saxon Corps, welcome you today. Welcome you today. Thank you, pray. Saxon Corps, more and more, bid you to be gay. You obey, honor and obey.
Ah, what a night it's been, Karl Franz.
Well, my perfect, Detlef, until you tried to kiss the coachman on the way home.
I'll never forget his face.
Oh, gentlemen, gentlemen, please.
Quiet, quiet, everybody. Now, Dr. Engel wants a word.
Gentlemen, it is fitting that we should finish our evening of music and happiness with our favorite song. The song all Heidelberg students will always love, the Student Serenade. I taught it to Karl Franz when he was just a little lad.
You have taught me many things, my friend.
Overhead, the moon is beaming. Why has blossomed on the bough? Nothing is there but the song of a bird, filling all the air.
Someone's at the door. Come in, come in.
It's Kathy.
Kathy.
Come in, Kathy.
Gentlemen, it is 5 o'clock.
o'clock in the morning.
Oh, not really, is
you
it?
You were so foolish.
Oh, no, Kathy, we've had a glorious night.
Ah, we drove all the way along the riverbank.
Yeah. We ran into a country wedding.
And we danced with them, Kathy, till 3 o'clock.
Yes, and we all kissed the bride.
And Detlef kissed the cousin.
Come now, you silly boys, off to bed with all
yes,
of you.
Yes, you're right, Kathy. Oh, what a life for an old man. Pack off to bed, boys. Pack off. Good night. Good night.
Good night. Good night, Carl Franz.
Good night.
Oh, it's all so marvelous, Kathy. So glorious to be free and happy and young. And, oh, Kathy, darling, to have your love.
Yes, we all love you, Carl Franz. But you need your sleep. You must go to bed. Oh, I almost forgot. Here's a letter for you. It came early this evening.
A letter? Oh, from Carlsberg. Here, Dr. Engel, you read it, hmm?
Yes.
Good night, Kathy.
Good night, Carl Franz. Oh, good night, Doctor.
Yes, good night, good night.
Oh, the letter, Doctor. What does it say?
Carl Franz.
Why? What is it, Doctor? What's the matter? The letter.
Bad news, Carl Franz.
My grandfather?
Yes, the king.
You mean his...
No, no, it's not the end. But he's ill, very ill, and he's calling for you, my boy.
But we must return to Carlsberg. Return to Carlsberg?
At once.
No. No, I can't go back. I'm not ready to go back, Doctor. They promised me a year of freedom. 12 months before I was to return to marry the Princess Margaret.
The king says nothing of the Princess Margaret in this letter, Carl Franz. He only says he needs you.
No. No, I say I can't go back. I won't go back to that dreadful gloom, the awful loneliness of that palace. I stay here in Heidelberg.
Oh, you must go, Carl Franz. It is your duty.
But...
Carl Franz, may I come
oh,
in?
Oh, Kathy, it's Kathy. Please open the door, Dr. Engel.
Yes.
Carl Franz, I... What is it, Carl, dear? What's happened?
Nothing. Nothing has happened. Please, Dr. Engel, will you leave us for a moment?
Yes, Carl Franz. I'll go.
What is it, Carl Franz?
Kathy, I've made a great decision. We're going away, you and I.
Going away?
Yes.
But why? Where?
To Paris. To freedom. To be together. Always. We'll be married.
Married?
Yes.
Carl Franz, you're mad.
No, I was never so sane in all my life. Kathy, will you marry me?
But the Princess Margaret, it is she you must marry. We've talked about her so often.
We've talked of duty. Never of love.
You were to return in a year and marry the Princess Margaret.
Words, all words.
Carl Franz, the king wishes it.
But a prince has wishes, too. A prince is a man, feelings and hopes and a heart. And my heart tells me it's you I love, Kathy. Oh, my darling, say you'll come.
No, Carl, I mustn't.
Don't you love me, dear?
Oh, Carl, dearest Carl, how can you ask?
Then prove it. Come away with me, now.
No.
Away where we can be together, always. Away from the terrible gloom of duty.
No, but I...
I need your love, Kathy. I need you, dear.
Oh, Carl.
You will come, Kathy. Say you'll come.
Yes. Yes, Carl Franz. I'll follow you anywhere.
Oh, then hurry, dear. Hurry and pack, quickly.
I won't be a moment. And I'll wear my blue dress. You know, the one you love.
Yes, the one I love. Dr. Engel. Dr. Engel.
I'm coming, Carl Franz.
Oh, hurry, hurry. Doctor, I've told Kathy.
That you must go back to your grandfather.
No, not that. I've asked Kathy to marry me, to go with me today, to Paris, to freedom.
But, Carl, Franz, you cannot do this mad thing.
I will do it.
No.
I'll never go back, Doctor. Not to that gloom, not to that awful loneliness.
It's your duty to return.
I've had enough of duty. You yourself have told me it's cruel.
I know. But you must forget what I've told you, Carl Franz. The path of duty is a lonely one, my boy. But it lies straight before you now.
Doctor.
Your grandfather, the king, is lonely too, and he's ill. He needs you.
You can say this to me, Dr. Engel. You who have always...
Oh, my boy.
My youth. They promised me my youth. You say it's just for me to do this, Doctor?
Yes, Carl Franz. Your place is at his side.
Oh, Doctor. Doctor.
Yes, my boy, I know, but remember, someday you will be king.
Yes, I know. Very well. I'll go. Oh, Kathy, what's to become of you?
There, Carl. Perhaps the king will get well. Perhaps soon you'll be back again in Heidelberg.
No, Doctor, you know it too. I'll never come back to Heidelberg. Oh,
come now, my boy. I shall go with you.
No. Now, stay here, Doctor. I want to think of you like this always. Sitting on the little balcony there, waiting for me.
Thoughts will come to you of days that are no more. Dear Heidelberg beside the river shore. In my heart I feel the words of saddest truth. On this day I bid farewell to you. Never mind the up-cheering lad and say, happily we know the days of joyous May. Still I hear the words of sad and solemn truth. On this day I bid farewell to you.
Carlton!
Carlton is returning. I'll leave you alone.
Carl Franz, I'm ready, darling. We're off to Paris, to happiness forever. And why? What's the matter, darling? Why don't you look at me? See? I've put on my blue dress, the one you love.
Kathy, darling, please listen to me. I must go back to Carlsberg. My grandfather's ill. He sent for me.
Your grandfather? The king? You... Oh, Carl, no.
Or a king commands. Even a prince must obey. But I'll come back to you, Kathy. You know that, don't you?
Yes. Yes, Carl Franz. I know you'll come back. Of course you must go to your grandfather. He needs you. Come, I'll help you pack.
Yes. Yes, it's getting late. I'll write to you, of course, Kathy.
Yes, of course.
And when I come back, you'll come to meet me, won't you?
Yes, yes, of course. Have you everything, Carl Franz?
My coat.
Here it is. Let me help you with it.
All right.
Such big shoulders you have.
Yes, always had them.
Silly. Now your hat.
That's right, my hat.
Oh, it's dusty. I'll brush it.
Don't bother. Got a new one anyway. Oh, here, Kathy. My student band and cap.
The Saxon guard.
Keep them for me till I come back.
Oh, no, Carlos. You'll never come back. You'll forget me.
Forget you, Kathy. Oh, no. Never. Never, Kathy.
Keep in my heart, dear, I have a dream of you. Fashion the starlight, perfume of roses and dew.
And we're ready for our third act of The Student Prince. 2 years have passed since Carl Franz returned to Carlsberg. 2 years since that moment of heartbreak parting with Kathy at Heidelberg. 2 years during which time the king had died, and the saddened Carl Franz was crowned King of Carlsberg, and he never again returned to Heidelberg. But now the period of official mourning has ended, and the royal palace is once again gay with the news awaited by the whole kingdom. Today, Carl Franz, King of Carlsberg, is to announce his betrothal to the Princess Margaret, his royal cousin. But while the entire palace makes merry, the sad and lonely king retires to his own rooms, where Count von Marx finally finds him.
The party does not please your majesty.
No, I was just tired, Count von Marx. You wish to speak to me?
Yes, your majesty. As your prime minister, sire, it is my privilege to inform you that tonight, the official period of mourning for your grandfather, the king, comes to an end.
Yes, I know.
Therefore, your majesty's council respectfully requests that you will announce your betrothal without further delay to your cousin, the Princess Margaret.
Yes, go on.
The council has set June 1st as the date for the wedding.
Yes.
The royal honeymoon will be passed at the royal villa on Lake Geneva.
Yes.
And the council has decided
Yes, enough, Count von Marx. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm weary. Tired and weary of everything. Ordered by his majesty's council, humored by his majesty's minister. Do this, do not do that, day after day after endless day.
But your majesty, your subjects are awaiting this announcement.
Are they?
It is your duty.
Yes, I know my duty. Very well, Count von Marx. You shall make the announcement tonight.
Thank you, Majesty. You will excuse me, sire.
Yes.
Forgive me, your majesty.
What is it?
Begging your pardon, sire. There's a person outside, a little old man. A peasant type. He says you will surely see him.
Peasant? Here? What is his name?
He says it is Tony, sire. He carries a violin.
Tony? Tony! The old waiter from the inn. Oh, bring him to me at once.
Yes, sire. He's just outside the
Tony!
Door.
Sire! Tony! Tony! Oh, it's good to see you. Here, come closer to me.
Your majesty.
Oh, good old Tony. Lackey, bring food and wine to the old man, quickly.
Yes, your majesty.
But, Tony, what brings you here all the way from Heidelberg?
Don't you remember, majesty?
Huh?
You promised I should come to Carlsberg to be your wine server when you were king.
To be my... Oh, yes, of course I remember. I told you in the garden, at the Inn of the Three Golden Apples.
Hi, majesty. You are not angry that I remember?
Oh, no, I'm delighted. And now tell me, Tony, have I changed much?
Yes. Oh, yes, your majesty.
How?
In Heidelberg, you looked like a boy. But now, you are a king.
Yes. Many things happen in 2 years. Oh, here, Tony, food and wine. Oh, you must be hungry and tired.
I am, Majesty. I am.
Yes, well, here, this will refresh you. Now, let me help you.
Thank you, Majesty. Hmm? Thank you.
Huh?
It is good.
Well, come now, Tony. Tell me the news of Heidelberg.
Yes. You know, Majesty, Dr. Engel died.
Yes, I know. And the others?
Some are still there, but all is different. The inn is so sad, so deserted. The students do not come there now.
Rudolph is losing money.
Yes, the innkeeper, Rudolph. And what of his niece?
Who?
Kathy, the waitress at the inn.
Oh, Kathy. Yeah, she's there still. Every night I play my violin to her.
She hasn't married?
No, Majesty, I do not know. She seems to be waiting. Always waiting. She used to be so jolly. You remember?
Yes.
But she's changed. Often I've seen her crying.
Oh, poor Kathy. Taps. 10 o'clock. Go to bed now, Tony. You'll be taken care of, and tomorrow we'll talk again.
God bless your majesty. And here, sire, these little roses from the old garden. I thought they might remind you of Heidelberg.
Oh, of Heidelberg, yes, thank you, Tony.
You will go back there, your majesty, as you promised.
As I promised.
A promise keep, all night you'll sleep. A promise break, all night you'll wake.
Tony,
Perhaps, majesty, you'd like to hear my violin? Something of Heidelberg.
Yes, perhaps it would be well, Tony. I should like that very much. Play the songs of Heidelberg. Oh, Heidelberg, my banished youth. What are they doing now in Heidelberg? Well, they're sitting around the table, I remember, in the garden, singing. Oh, it all seems so real again, I can almost hear them. All of them, my dear, faithful friends, and gentle Dr. Engel. See, they're lifting their glasses. They're drinking my health.
Your Majesty, Serenity,
Salamander. To the king.
To the king.
Here's your health in return, gentlemen. Come, the salamander, the toast. Luck, luck.
Luck, luck.
Taps. The end of my youth. I've been dreaming. They're not real. I'm the king. I'm alone. Alone.
Oh, to have someone at my side to comfort me, to give me strength.
Courage, Carl Franz. Be brave, my darling. Be strong.
Kathy, is this another dream?
Yes, a dream. To say I love you. I am praying for you.
Oh, Kathy, my beloved, don't go. I love you. I need you.
Forever I'll pray for you.
Gone. Kathy is gone. No. I must see her again. Promise break all night you're awake. I promise keep. Yes, I shall see her again. In Heidelberg. I'll go to Heidelberg. Tony, do you hear? I'll go to Heidelberg.
Kathy.
Yes, Uncle Rudolph.
Ach, crying again, huh?
No, I'm not crying, Uncle Rudolph.
Always you are crying these days. The old inn is deserted now. The students, they do not come here anymore as they used to. You do not sing and laugh with them as in the old days.
I'm sorry, Uncle Rudolph.
I know, dear. For 2 years now, you have been so sad. Waiting, hoping for a Prince Charming who will never come back.
Karl Franz will come back. He promised me.
Better you should forget Karl Franz, my dear. He is the king. Better you should go to Vienna to marry your cousin.
I can, Uncle Rudolph.
At least he loves you.
Oh, please. Please, Uncle.
All right. I say no more. Look. See, Kathy. A carriage has stopped at the gate. A customer is coming. A lady. A fine lady is coming into the garden, Kathy.
I'll serve her, Uncle.
Oh, smile, Kathy. She may be a good customer.
Yes. Yes, Uncle.
Ah, what a pretty garden. Is this the Inn of the Three Golden Apples?
Yes, madam.
Then tell me, is there a waitress here named
Kathy?
I am Kathy.
What can I do for you, madam?
I want to look at you. Yes. You're very pretty.
Thank you. You remember when the King of Carlsberg was a student here?
Why, yes.
You waited on him, didn't you? You knew him well. In fact, you were sweethearts.
Madam, who are you?
Were you?
What right have you to ask these questions?
Shall I remove my veil? There.
Princess Margaret?
Yes. Are you surprised, my dear?
But why?
You wonder that I should come here just to see you, Kathy. It does surprise you, doesn't it? That I should be curious about you. A princess jealous of a little waitress.
Oh, yes. But it makes me glad, too. Because now I know that you love Karl Franz. And if you love him enough, you will make him happy.
If I love him enough. No. If he loves you less.
Oh, madam, he has forgotten me.
The king will never forget you as long as you are here waiting for him to come back. He is coming today.
Today?
Any moment now. Please. You wish the king to be happy, don't you, Kathy?
With all my heart.
Then leave here. Go away. Marry. He will know then that you have forgotten him.
No, I'll never forget him.
Let him think so then. And he will be able to put you out of his heart. Then, perhaps, he will turn to me.
You love him so much?
Yes.
Very well, then. I'll go so far that he'll not wish to find me. I'll go to Vienna, to my cousin, who wishes to marry me. Go quickly, Highness. The students are coming with the king. Into the inn so they'll not find you here.
Oh, thank you, Kathy. You are really the happier one because you have his love. Well, I can only say that I'm grateful
to
you.
Go, go.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, old garden. Carl Frost. Goodbye, Heidelberg.
Welcome back to Heidelberg, Your Majesty.
Thank you. I'm glad to see you all again. Shall we sit down, gentlemen? In memory of old times, my student days, this old garden, Heidelberg, everything the same, and yet so changed.
Your Majesty, is there anything, any song you should like to hear?
Thank you. It would please me to hear some of our student songs in memory of the past. Oh, no. No, don't call me that, Kathy. It's all so changed from the old days. Everything's changed, Kathy, but not you. Not you.
All life changes. Even I...
No, don't say that, dear. We've suffered enough. 2 long years of longing and loneliness. Oh, Kathy, I've missed you.
There. Do you remember the morning you went away?
Yes. We were going to Paris together. Oh, Kathy. Kathy, we can still go. It isn't too late. We deserve this happiness.
No, Carl, friends. We've known all along that it could never be. That was our happy time. But it's over now. Now you will marry Carl Franz and be happy.
How can I with you in my heart?
You must, dear. You're a king. It's your duty to your people. You'll be happy with the Princess Margaret. She's good and beautiful. And she loves you.
You know the Princess Margaret? You've seen her?
No, not exactly, but I have seen her picture.
What of you, Kathy? I want you to be happy.
I'll be happy, Carl Franz. I promise you. I'm going far away, to Vienna. I'm to be married, too.
You mean your cousin in Vienna?
Yes, Carl Franz, the stable keeper. We're to be married tomorrow.
Then, when I go this time, I shan't come back. Ever.
No. But we'll never forget, dearest. Always I'll be a girl in your heart. And you'll be a boy in mine. Always. Always.
Then this is... goodbye?
Yes. No! No, don't go, girl, run!
My little cat. Goodbye, little cat.